America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
It has been quite the wild weather time in California, and it continues to be that way. So there is one person that we can reach out to kind of get an on-the-spot report as to what's going on. It is always great to say hello to the one and only Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure as always. How you doing, everybody? Hello, America. Yes, Northern California. Yeah, I'll tell you, what a difference a year makes. The 4 to 5 year drought is over with a capital O, but it comes with a price. We had massive evacuations, as everybody knows, up around the Yuba City area when the tallest dam in America was breached, and we had 200,000 people evacuated. They're back, but they could be re-evacuated. As of today, there are several hundred people, not too serious, but in the Bay Area's largest city, by the way, which is not San Francisco, it's San Jose, and many creeks in the vicinity of the south part of San Jose have overflowed. So we have 300 to 400 people evacuated there. We have mudslides all over the place. We have several smaller highways in the Santa Cruz Mountains, which is part of the Bay Area, that literally have boulders that have, due to mudslides and landslides, and we've had massive power outages. This is definitely not quite as bad as the El Nino of 1997 and 98, but my, oh my, people treat heavy rainstorms here like blizzards back east. The accidents multiply by 10. We have a royal mess here. Let's put it that way.
You know, I was speaking the other day with a radio person that I know. He's in Southern California, and the fact that they were supposed to get 3 inches of rain in Southern California was putting people in an absolute panic because they're not used to that at all. And it's incredible to see, you know, I guess weighted by what you normally see in an area, how people react. 3 inches of rain in the Northeast, it's a nuisance, it's terrible, but people deal with it. There are people out there that, yeah, this is, I mean, almost the end of the world because they never see situations like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And between Los Angeles and Bakersfield on Interstate 5, it's called the Grapevine, they will close that road over that goes up to 4,000 feet over a half an inch of snow because nobody knows how to drive in snow. Now, this past weekend, we had thousands of people trapped or at least marooned in the Lake Tahoe-Reno area because Donner Pass, Interstate 80, and U.S. 50 had so much snow with blizzard conditions. They were up there for President's Weekend, and a lot of them had to go back into Reno to try to find a room, and that is rare because chain controls usually go up, but the severity of the storm was so enormous that it's rare to close those Interstate 80 and U.S. 50, which is another road that goes up to South Lake Tahoe. So we were talking about horrendous amounts of snow up to maybe 3-4 feet right across the interstate. And on top of that, we had boulders coming down at the lower elevations. So not only did we have very heavy snow, but we had severe mudslides. Imagine boulders across an interstate.
This is like an Irwin Allen movie from the 70s. I mean, you know, this sounds like all this bad stuff kind of wrapped into one. And can the infrastructure there really handle this? I mean, obviously, people don't expect conditions like this all the time. You know they're going to come. But in terms of from what you see, in terms of the infrastructure, buildings, roadways, everything else, can these areas handle such massive amounts of rain at one time?
No. The answer in one word is no. And get this. All of our long-range computer models keep March wet.
Wow.
In a rainy year, our rainy season doesn't end generally till the middle of April, so it would not surprise me at all. But let me say this. if that dam ever come, well, first of all, if the emergency spillway broke, there would be 30 feet of water literally covering Yuba City and Marysville. If the whole dam broke, which is unlikely, that would be a mega catastrophe, because the water would be 50 to 100 feet deep across that part of the Central Valley of California. So it's been a wild, wild year, and this breaks a five-year drought.
It's amazing, and it continues. And as things go on, as we head through what should, like Lloyd said, be a rainy March out there as well, we'll keep in touch with Lloyd and see. So, all right, well, good luck. Stay dry, and it's always wonderful to talk to Lloyd Lindsay Young, our good friend here on America Weekend. Thank you, as always, Lloyd.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure, always. I'm at your service, and weather is my life, with the exception of my family. So
sure.
I'm your man, and it's a pleasure to be with you and Kara, as always.
You are the man. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So, we've watched television's The Last Man on Earth. Of course, that led us to wonder what life would be like for the last biker on Earth. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stranded, all alone, on a deserted island. The last biker on Earth. In the middle of this meager existence, you spot a speck on the horizon, which grows larger, turning out to be a boat captained by a lone, beautiful woman, who provides smokes and whiskey, then peeling off what little clothing the girl has on, asks, "How long has it been since you had some real fun?" You pause for a moment, and then yell, "Oh my God, did you bring a motorcycle?"
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker was named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is LeVon Kirkland now? LeVon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, LeVon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz design, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for LeVon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.